Now the, I said, if a person, if a person's been sick for a long time, you know, he looks kind of, you'd say he looks awfully
pale or puny.
That's what I mean. Now, if a person was able to lift, let's say he was able to lift the back end of a wagon up, you'd say, my, he's really
strong.
Or would you ever say anything else like
stout?
All right. Now, does that mean it's about the same thing?
Same thing.
Doesn't mean fat.
No. Just strong or stout, same thing.
Okay. And if a person's very easy to get along with, you'd say, oh, he's really.
He's really an easy person to get along with.
Okay. Would you use something like likely, common, or good natured?
Good natured or likable person. Good natured.
Especially if you're talking about one of your children when they were teenagers, you know, and they walk into a room and it seemed like they couldn't walk through a room without falling down or knocking something over. You'd say, he sure was
rough.
Okay. Now that means
clumsy, the same thing.
Rough and clumsy would mean about the same thing.
Yeah.
And if you had a man working for you and you'd tell him to do something, you'd tell him a dozen times to do something and he still didn't get it right, you might say, oh, that, he'll never learn that.
Yeah, that'd be about what you say. You never learn.
Would you call him anything in particular, like a born idiot or a leatherhead or a fool or something like that?
Huh? Yeah, that'd be what he called you.
And a person who holds on to the money he has and doesn't part with it very easily. You know, a person
he's a tight one.
Okay. And now, what about a person who you work for, you might do a job for him, and he pays you all right, but he really gets the work out of you.
Yeah, he's pretty, he's just a little hard on you, something
okay.
like that.
Now, I want to ask you now, this is again about just exactly what a word might mean to you. A person, using the word common, talking about a person, say, oh, he's very
common.
Yeah. Now, what would that mean?
Well, he'd be a more or less a kind of a homely-like man, you see.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like, sort of like you say.
Okay. It wouldn't be, I mean, it would be a, if you said somebody was very common, that would mean.
He was good-natured and he was, you'd think he's, you know, he's not above anybody, but
uh-huh.
he's down common with you.
I see.
And, common run of people.
Okay. And if a person's very old, a person may be, you know, way up in their 80s, and you say, oh, she's really what for her age? She gets around a lot.
Some people say she's really strong for her age, or lively, or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Now, do you ever use an expression like spry or pierce?
Yeah, I hear that word used.
Which one of those is?
Would be really spry.
Not pierce, though.
No. Never heard that.
Okay. And if something, you don't feel just quite right about something, you say, I'm going to go out and, you know, you might have had a lamp or something out in the barn and you were milking or something, or you were working out in the barn after dark with it, and you thought you put that lamp out, you didn't bring it in, but you weren't sure.
Sure, well, sure.
I'm going to have to go out because I feel just a little
uneasy.
Okay. And a child wants a light on at night because he's of the dark, little boy.
Afraid.
All right. And you might be talking to your son. You say, I had to turn the light on every night for you. And your son might say, well, I'm not afraid of the dark. And you say, you might not be afraid of the dark now, but you.
You will be.
You in the past. You.
In the future.
Yeah. And, well, let's say he used to be afraid of the dark, you see. You'd say,
uh-huh.
And,